It's been a while
since I could hold my head up high.
It's been a while. Well, I don't know any lyrics beyond that.
I said something. I'm sorry.
Since I first saw you.
There you go.
Of everything I can remember.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
That's all I know. I don't know that song.
Really? No.
Is this Sustained? Sustained,
Dan.
Right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you? You're kidding right now, right?
I thought you were just doing Creed again.
No.
Doors wide open.
Well, I mean, yeah, I know the usual Creed stuff, but I just thought it was additional Creed that I hadn't heard before.
You know the regular Creed bangers.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, that's what it sounds exactly like. I've triggered all of the YouTube.
Yeah,
algorithms.
We can't use any of this. It has to be muted now.
Oh, wow. That opening scared me for some reason.
Well, it's been a hot minute since we've heard it. So, yeah.
Sarah doesn't recognize anything anymore.
No, I don't.
Oh, man.
I've been battling RSV and strep throat at the same time. So if you've been battling that as well, I feel you. It's been rough. It's been really rough.
Well,
share your resources.
Guys, don't share drinks, okay? Just don't do it.
Just share your resources.
No, that's how you
get strep throat. I don't know. I don't recall sharing drinks.
I always share drinks. I don't give a fuck.
You're gonna get strep throat.
Yeah, Ricardo loves strep throat.
No, don't strep throat.
Okay, wait,
doors with your mouth.
Yeah, and be careful who you randomly make out with.
Yeah,
sometimes. I'm never cautious.
Never be cautious.
Never be cautious, dude.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Well, it's been a while.
It's been a while since we've been back, and we're back with Schisms, which is another episode where
that's what it was. I was trying to remember what the fucking episode name was.
Where everybody on the crew has trouble sleeping again.
A lot of this felt like again.
They need to get some melatonin.
You know what? Here's a little. I'm gonna spoil it a little bit. Just a little bit,
okay.
You know how it midway through the thing, now like three quarters of the way through,
mm-hmm.
Beverly goes, Riker goes, I'm gonna get taken, dude. Just like Lisa's daughter,
I'm gonna get taken.
And he says, and then he says, I need something to stay awake, and I'm like, oh, this is exactly like the plot of fucking Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4.
Where she stays
awake, and then like she dozes off, but she realizes she could bring him back into the real world. So she like, I'm like, oh, I've seen this movie before. And then she's like, well, I can give you a neurostimulant to stay awake. And I'm like, oh, dude, she's going to give him cocaine, dude.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm going to give you a concentrated dose of meth.
Yeah. No. Well, this is an ancient
chemical known as methamphetamine.
Yeah. She brings out a little, it's not even an envelope. It's not even, dude. It's like how the dealer gives it to you, which is a piece of paper. just snort it.
She starts crushing it with the back of a knife handle. And
that actually would have been awesome. I wish they did that.
And she gives you like a broken hollowed out light bulb.
Yeah.
Or it was made in like a Coca-Cola bottle. It just pours it out.
She's like, just snort this. And he's like, what? Is this safe? He's like, don't worry. You're going to be up for fucking like 5 days.
It's the future. We can get rid of any addiction like in a few minutes. You're fine.
You're good.
You're good.
He's like, can I have some more of that? I don't know. Where'd you get it from?
I'm not sure they were actually hearing clicking. It's probably just the drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I thought was like those clickers from that
Last
movie,
of Us?
Yeah, no, what movie not, had the clicking
well,
thing?
The Last of Us, but also the...
Was
it
Last of Us? Oh,
the John
yes,
the John Krasinski
right.
movie.
The Quiet Place. Clicker. Yeah.
The Quiet Clickers.
Yeah.
Did The Quiet Place have that also?
They made a weird noise.
Yeah, if it's an alien that doesn't speak English, they're going to make clicky noises, probably.
Yeah, they usually just...
The Predator kind of makes clicky noises a little
bit. Yeah, the Predator clicks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why do we find that so scary?
It's kind of like a purr, but like really like like that.
Oh,
yes.
Dan's the Predator.
Dan.
Holy shit.
Right, oh. Dan's been practicing.
Yeah, yeah, dude. That is a sound I've practiced.
Really? No way. No way, Dan. Well, you nailed it.
Dan's like, I've been the Predator for years.
Can we hear it again? Can we hear it again? I want to hear it again. Uninterrupted.
It takes a bit. So, okay, we're going to have to cut into it. So,
I'm ready.
Wait, hold on.
Oh!
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, Dan, that's amazing. Oh,
that's the noise he makes when he gets intimate.
Oh, my God.
Few have like heard creep? It. Yeah. Yeah. Even fewer have survived it.
Yeah, oh my God.
Few have heard the sound you make after you're done.
Ah, get down.
That's what you say.
No one's heard that.
Get down.
Oh my God.
We're done. Now get to the chopper. Get out of here.
Why? This is crazy. This episode, I don't know. This is,
Okay, I got one guide by comments, because I think at the end of the, like, somewhere in the comments of the last episode, somewhere, I thought I saw someone say, oh, like, the next one's going to be so, like, I can't wait for the next one. And I thought it was going to be a major landmark episode of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Did not feel like one.
I thought Ro was going to come out for a bit. But no Ro.
And the funny part is, when this episode was, like, first going to be aired, you know, they do the next time on Star Trek, the Next Generation.
Oh, I read about this.
So they did that, but they just said, next time on Star Trek, the Next Generation, aliens are kidnapping people off of the Enterprise. So they just completely spoil the whole episode.
Wait.
Find out next episode on Frieza defeated.
Oh my gosh, that is spoiling the episode. I can't believe they did that.
So that terrible. Negates the whole point of the episode. Because the episode has almost nothing going for it except the mystery.
Yeah, that must be so frustrating for the people who watched that preview and said, oh, that sounds so cool. And then they watch the episode. It's like, wait, we know that part already.
We get it.
Yeah, we know what's happening. We don't have to go through the whole, like, rebuilding what, you know, what did you see? What did you hear?
And to be fair, you get it. Yeah. You even get it, like, halfway through their building a table moment. As soon as it looks like a fucking, like, saw table, you're like, yeah, okay, we got it.
Well, it follows the tropes of the alien abductions with, like, the pointy things going up your butt and things like that.
Yeah,
it's
very 90s coded alien abduction.
Yeah,
like, you're on a table and you're getting, like, abducted and probed. Yeah,
your memories are wiped and you remember lights and, you know.
And you're on a cold metal table with, like, a hook coming at you and your butt.
Into your butt. You know, on October 19th of 1992 is when Riker got a pair of scissors put up his butt. Dan, could you please tell us what happened around that time?
Sounds very painful.
Well, yeah. I only got two things for the history this week. 4 days prior to the air date was the release of Night Trap, the interactive full motion video game originally released for Sega CD. Now, this game has quite a history over time. It was later used the next year in congressional hearings as evidence to denounce video games as immoral.
I didn't know that.
Because it was shown to promote violence toward women. And then President of Nintendo, Howard Lincoln, said that you'll never see Night Trap on a Nintendo system. But then it eventually ended up ported to the Switch in 2018.
Oh, what a loser. Yeah.
25 years hence.
That game is, have you ever tried to play Night Trap? It's like unplayable.
It's pretty bad.
It's so difficult to play.
And the plot is fairly nonsensical as well.
Yeah, it's like
it's like about a bunch of vampire people who try to, like, you know, suck the blood out of a bunch of girls who are staying in a house.
And then a special forces team needs to, like, keep them safe. But,
or something.
But then
can you explain to me the women, the problem?
They're having a slumber party.
It was all, like, there's a famous clip that was shown in court, which
they
is
topless.
They were not. It was a cutscene in which the people, I think the vampire people, like, stuck a weird gun sort of apparatus into a lady's neck and started, you know, sucking the blood out of her. And she's screaming and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, you know, it's violence that is within context of the game. But.
Yeah. You got to watch. I think there's a Netflix documentary called, like, The Games That Made Us or something. Mm-hmm. And they go over this. And it's funny because I forgot what documentary it is. But I saw they show the court case and, like, they show, like, court video of it. And then they show them cutting to the footage. And you're like, that's not that's not violent at all. Why are you showing context?
Why would you show Night Trap instead of like Doom?
Well, yeah. They did also have in the same set of hearings Mortal Kombat, and that was like a big,
that makes a little more sense.
But to be honest, like that, they gave him more publicity than anything.
Following the hearings, it sold 50,000 more copies, and then it got pulled off the shelves. But that was already a year after it had released. So
And Night Trap was a piece of shit game. So if it wasn't, no one would be talking about Night Trap.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone just got curious, like, what the hell is this? And
who? I forgot who was it. Wasn't it a fucking piece of shit Al Gore, dude? Planet fucking dies, dude. That piece of shit, dude. Al Gore was really involved in that shit.
Was he really?
Was he?
Yeah, dude. Oh, Tipper. Tipper, I know, is...
I hope she wasn't tips she, over.
Is her, yeah, Tipper Gore, right?
Tipper Gore.
But she did a whole thing about... She was... I forgot what it was.
Well, I think we can all agree that the internet was a mistake.
Yeah, Al.
Yeah. Albert.
Creator of the internet.
Alberto.
Can't even win a fucking presidential race.
You can create the internet, but you can't be president. What a loser. Yeah.
I don't even believe that you rode the mighty moon worm.
We should have gotten that president, the candidate that went, Dean Cain.
Howard best. Dean. Howard
yeah. Dean. Sure, why not? It's
not
Dean
Superman.
Tipper Gore was the rock music girl lady. She went after the music industry, right?
Fuck her, dude.
That's right. About like... family values and how music is, you know, heavy. And she didn't like the heavy metal songs. That was her whole thing.
Yeah, dude. All she wanted to hear was fucking Glenn Campbell. I hope he's dead.
Right. She didn't like Twisted Sister, right?
Yeah.
Which is not even...
Oh my god, he's saying squares.
We're getting away from this point in history. Dude. I had to
remember what Tipper Gore was known
you
for.
You can't get this riled up, dude.
Yeah.
Right. One more. I only had two things, damn it.
No.
This was supposed to be short.
Eyes without a face.
Oh my god.
The second and final item. On the 16th, the very next day, Worf's very brother, Tony Todd, Kern, finally became the Candyman.
Oh, hell yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a big one.
And was released in theaters.
He wasn't the Candyman yet.
Yeah, he hadn't been Candyman or released. It hadn't been released yet. So just a quick little fun fact about it.
That's his biggest role.
Yeah, Tony Todd.
No, hell no.
Tony Todd endured a lot of live bee action for this movie, including a scene with real ass bees coming out of his mouth, which took 30 minutes of prep time getting all of them in there first.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
He got $1,000 for every
bee sting.
Yeah.
And he got stung 23 times. So he got a $23,000 bonus for bee stings.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
So that's the question to pose to everybody. If you knew ahead of time that you'll get $23,000 for 23 stings, would you do it?
Yeah.
No.
These stings aren't that bad. They
could kill you. You don't know what your body's going to react to.
If you're not allergic, bee stings aren't that bad.
You don't know
bad.
If you're allergic. What if you're allergic?
Well, then you better not be in the Candyman movie.
Candyman.
Well, how do you know? What if you've never been stung by a bee
before? They probably did a test to make sure he's not allergic.
I don't think so.
I think I did read that one of the cast members was known to be allergic, so the beekeeper guy had to very selectively choose a bunch of newly hatched bees that were incapable of stinging.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Those stingers are little, if you know what I mean. Here's the thing. Memorable Tony Todd roles for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For me, dude. Mm-hmm. He's in The Rock, dude. And
was he in the... Oh, he's one of the soldiers.
He's one of the soldiers. He's one of the people under Ed Harris's command.
Yeah, he's one of the badasses. He does the ambush. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the voice of Venom in the new Spider-Man 2 game.
Oh, that's a good choice. Hmm.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, that's good.
And
I'm still known for Candyman. That's it, though. But I'm not familiar with a lot of stuff.
Well, Final Destination.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
He's the prophet guy in Final Destination who goes, you don't want to tempt death. Yeah. Or fate, or whatever.
You owe death a debt.
Yeah. That's what he says.
But yeah, no, he's badass, dude.
He's great.
He's a baller.
Good old Tony T.
So we're back from our trip around the sun.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Well, this week I want to start off with ExpressVPN because look.
Do you want to watch that full parody of Tale of Two Cities?
Well, we found that. We'll put we're actually going to put
Marvin didn't find it. Someone sent it to us. Thank you.
You'd say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, which I did watch. Allegedly. And I very much recommend the full version. I think it's very well done.
Yes, so. I don't think we can link it ourselves in any official chats.
Are we not allowed to?
I'm pretty sure YouTube and other places will be quite angry if we did that, but it's in the comments. You'll find it. People have been posting the comments.
Oh, people have been posting the link.
Yeah, that's how we found it. That's how we found it.
Nice, nice. People are great. Community helping each other.
Look, here's the thing you can count on the comments for. Talking shit and giving links.
Yeah, giving sauce.
Yeah.
Well, I recommend it. It's very well done. I think it's very well done.
Yeah, so. And it is indeed like 2 hours long.
Long. True. You can come back to it
as advertised.
Yeah, come back to it.
Yep.
Yeah, you can.
But yeah, there's all sorts of things you can do with ExpressVPN. You can do all sorts of stuff like that. But also, it's very high quality, fast VPN, good security, all sorts of stuff with ExpressVPN. You can look at the details for yourself. It's well documented. It is a well trusted VPN. Just head on over to expressvpn.com/newbiestartrek, and if you sign up for 12 months, they'll give you 3 months. For free. That is a total savings of 49%.
Yeah, they got a lot of porn subscribers that want these VPNs.
You know what's funny? We got a spike in people using our subscription link, right?
Really?
And I'm pretty sure.
Probably because of Tale of Two Cities.
No. I'm pretty sure it's because there has been recent legislation to block porn in several American states.
Oh, well then yes. We highly recommend getting ExpressVPN if you are in one of those states.
I feel like it correlates.
You know what, dude? You know what? I was very pro gun control, dude. But as of lately, dude, if they take away our goddamn porn, dude. Another January 6th, dude. For the porn industry, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. Storm the Capitol, dude.
Storm the Capitol.
All the adult film stars just storm the Capitol. Yeah.
Just naked.
I will join arm in arm with them storming the Capitol together.
Do you think Stormy Daniels could be a mascot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Storm with Stormy.
We're not pieces of shit. It's going to be a central takeover. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah,
dude. No, there's going to be so central in those halls, in those fucking offices, dude.
God, we're going to have the FBI knocking on our door.
We heard you're trying to plan a porn coup.
In LA, they have vans and they have ads for topless maids.
Oh,
that's how it's going to be. Nancy Pelosi's office, clean as shit, dude. Clean as shit, dude. But topless. Topless.
Are ladies. Those real? Like, if you call that number, can you get like a topless maid to you?
I have never the authority. But it's real. But they don't really clean.
Oh, okay.
That's lame.
Then what are you paying them for?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I want
this whole
both
time.
I think you can't have both, dude. You can't have like a clean
yes,
place.
I can. Yes,
and I hear
can.
Stripping, but I don't hear cleaning.
I always wondered what those topless maid things are like. Like, what are they doing? Like, how does that work? Like, are they? Because I would judge them as like, you need to clean. Like,
well, now I'm wondering that too, because apparently they don't clean.
Yeah,
that's bullshit. I didn't say they don't clean. I said they don't clean well.
Oh, well, okay, fine.
I still want them to clean well. I'm paying.
Unless you get like the one who's like really like new and really proud of her work.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She
yeah,
really
yeah.
wants to do a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
Really
yeah,
earnest,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Really takes it seriously.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I don't want to say anything.
Well, head on over to ExpressVPN.
But you're not allowed to touch. You can look, right?
No, like, no touching.
Sarah,
no
touching dude, what is this? Sarah. Is, dude?
It's Sarah. A cleaning oh, no. service, Sarah.
It's a
Sarah.
God damn it.
You're crossing a line.
Yeah.
We can't Come take on. You anywhere, dude.
Yeah, no.
You know okay. what? You're not into this January 6th.
We can't take her
around,
to,
dude.
We can't You're take her to the line topless maid service. We can't take her to Universal Studios. She's just touching all the mascots.
Yeah.
I didn't know. No, I'm kidding.
She wouldn't stop touching the donkey puppet in the
Here's the thing about ExpressVPN. To bring it back, because they love this stuff. I was traveling this last week, and I was in. I need a Wi-Fi sometimes, you know.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And
oh,
I was out of the country, and the airport I was traveling from to and from really fast internet, dude. But it was sketchy fucking free Wi-Fi. So throw on fucking VPN and Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, encrypts your data.
You can put it in your significant other's phone. How many fucking streams can you have going?
8 devices at once.
Boom. See? If you have a family of like fucking 8, you're set, dude. You got 8 kids. Are you, you're like the Duggars?
Yeah.
They have like 32 kids. You'll need more subscriptions.
They only need 4 subscriptions though.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cheap, dude.
That's pretty cheap. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially for $6.67 a month.
That's if they good. Share a device.
Yeah.
They can't look. There's too many of them. They can't all have devices, dude. I'm not going to buy 32 devices for my 32.
You're not going to buy them 32 iPhones.
No, it's no. Crazy. Too much, dude. I'm going to get them Androids because they're shit. God damn it, dude. I'm back, dude. Anyway, I used ExpressVPN. It was beautiful. I was surfing the internet fast and secure, not barebacking it.
Yeah.
And I was barebacking like their airplane. I didn't wear a mask.
You know, it's got built-in ad blocker, built-in password manager. And if you don't want to just try to try it out, it's 30-day money-back guarantee. So again, head on over to expressvpn.com/newbiestartrek. And if you sign up for 12 months, they'll
get her done
3 months for free. And also, Ekster, EKSTER.com. They don't just sell great wallets. In fact, they sell great backpacks and stuff too. In fact, we were planning my grandmother's 90th birthday and to bring over a lot of the stuff. We used their grid backpack. We packed it with all the electronic, because we were doing like a projector presentation and all that during her birthday.
Yeah, we made a little video for her. Yeah.
And then you made her cake out of wallets.
Yeah, we made her.
So she's not a dad, so she probably didn't pick Benihana, right?
No, we threw her a party at a nice event.
If it was her choice, she would have picked Benihana.
Probably.
Well, when we asked her what her choice of food was, this is a old Korean grandma, by the way. And she wanted like American barbecue.
Nice.
So
nice.
So we got like especially brisket.
So you got the American Benihana. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, we ended up having just like 8 pounds of brisket for
dude. Idea. Don't nice. Nobody steal it, dude. I'm gonna trademark this shit, dude.
Okay.
An American fucking Benihana where it's just barbecue and brisket. Oh. And it's a like a real redneck dude. No, he's got a wife beater. And he keeps saying, get her done. And then he fucking flips the fucking steaks and shit and the ribs.
Actually, that's fucking great.
But they take like a long time to make.
No, it's a show.
He's just putting the barbecue on and damn, stuff. Marvin. Yeah.
He's just heating it up. Our idea,
yeah, he's just heating it up, really.
Yeah, dude.
Ribs take
it's
like 8 It's the show. Hours.
It's like maybe you get like a little comedy special thrown
he's
in there.
He's just pounding the grill with ribs.
Yeah.
He's just doing the kung 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 part. And that's it.
And he's throwing the bones. He's like, catch it in your mouth. Boom. Big old bone in somebody's mouth.
I wonder what would be the version of like the little train thingy that they do. The little
what train? You mean the little volcano?
The volcano.
God damn it!
Train? How did volcano turn into a train?
Like, no, because sometimes they do say sometimes like little they do train, like doo doo.
Sometimes
like,
they do move it and they go choo choo. They do.
Oh, they do. See, I've never been. I'm the asshole here.
You've never been to Benihana?
Wow. I've told you this several times.
Oh my God, we should take you to Benihana.
Said that several times, and I don't even really want to go.
Well, now we're going to take you for sure. One day, we're going to trick you. We're going to say, oh, we're going out to Korean barbecue again. And we're going to end up at
the Benihana. At that point, I would welcome it. I would be so disappointed if someone did that.
It's fine.
That would be...
Then finally, I can experience the train.
What would the barbecue version of the volcano... Like the a corn cob? They use a corn cob.
Here's the thing. You hollow out a corn in the cob, dude.
Yeah.
But the alcohol...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a flamethrower. That's a good flamethrower. One.
Put in the barbecue sauce.
Yes. Yeah. I like that. Flamethrower.
But yeah, that's extra, I guess, if you want a nice wallet or backpack to go along with your barbecue at your grandmother's birthday. Head on over to ekster.com. That's EKSTER.com. And use our offer code NEWBIE, NEWBIE, for an additional discount on any order site-wide. And we say just a general additional discount because it stacks with ongoing sales. So it is... going to be bigger or smaller depending on what sales.
Yeah, dude, if you know what I mean.
Bigger or smaller, depending on what.
Yeah. Time of year.
Time of year. Your mood.
Time of the month.
Yeah.
You know,
depending on the motion of the ocean.
Yeah. So again, extra.com, EKSTER.
It's the size of the wallet. It's what's inside. You know.
Yeah. You know, with extra, that's true.
It's the card. Extra it's the cash.
It's, yeah.
The,
you know,
it's a small, compact wallet.
It's the size
wallet.
Of the wad. Not the
but it holds a lot.
Motion of the ocean.
It holds a lot.
Edit that so it sounds good.
Well, now we can't.
Now we can't. Now we're going to make it worse. We're going to just loop you saying the wrong word over and over again. Oh, extra.com and use offer code newbie for an additional discount. All right. Let's ask Denise what she wants out of this whole thing.
Ricardo, could you please tell us what happened in this episode?
You know what I was thinking the other day? Have we encountered anybody that uses glasses, like corrective eyewear, in the show?
No. In the show?
Oh, in the show.
Because no. They probably fixed it. Like,
they don't, like, yeah, I think that's intentional. Yeah, they intentionally do that.
Because I'm like, I'm supposed to be wearing glasses, like corrective eyewear, and like, it just like gives me a headache and I can't get used to them.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I wear glasses much more often these days.
You wear them all the time now. Like, that's not the person I signed up to be with.
Well,
like, when I met you, you weren't wearing glasses. Well, I would have not dated you.
I was
deal breaker. Professor.
Like, what the fuck?
I'm supposed to always be wearing glasses, but oftentimes, even like when I'm like eating or when I'm like in a group situation, I tend to just take them off because it's not that my actual, like focusing is bad. It's my astigmatism is horrible. My astigmatism is actually so bad that my vision is darker with my glasses off.
I have astigmatism, dude. I have my hands bleed,
and that's why it hurts.
And my feet too.
It's like Jesus, and that's the type that hurts your eyes when you wear it a long time. Like Sarah's tried putting on my glasses, and she's like, "Oh my god!" She gets like a headache instantly. So yeah, that's why it sucks. And I get it.
Yeah, dude. We got to get some Star Trek technology over here, dude.
We need some visors, dude. We need to.
I need one of those Predator visors, dude.
Yeah,
and then I can make the noise like Dan does.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's how you do it. You're doing it.
What if that was the Predator's fucking noise, dude?
The Predator just
he's like, a and it didn't know it like sounded weak.
It just clucks.
Arnold's like, if it clucks, we can kill it. Goo 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 chow. Goo goo chow. Goddamn predators.
Oh my god.
Now imagining five predators all in a room, all doing the different.
Making different noises.
Why is this not in the next Predator movie?
Oh man, what an exquisite gag.
We gotta talk to Fox, dude.
Yeah, no, dude, Fox proper. They're allowed to do it.
Yeah, we gotta talk to Paramount Plus too. They're like, we gotta start creating some aliens for you guys, dude. This alien makes a funny bird noise.
Yeah,
what does it sound like?
We have a bird alien. We have a bird alien instead of this fish monk concept. We have a bird alien concept for you. So.
They're annoying as fuck, dude. Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah,
this episode got me so angry, dude. So fucking angry, dude. First of all, there was no cocaine in the fucking episode.
No,
two, none. What? Beverly teased
neurostimulant my ass.
Yeah, she teased it, and I thought she's gonna come out with a piece of paper. She's gonna open it. And she's like, just fucking breathe this in, baby.
Oh, wait, hold on, Ricardo. There was a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of cocaine that flew away into space.
Space cocaine.
That's look. First of all, this is another fucking Solar Baby episode, dude.
Yes.
I'm tired of Solar Babies, dude.
Yeah.
Look,
it's another one.
It is. Yeah.
I don't mean to bring this up in this. Current political climate, but these fucking Solar Babies gotta be eradicated, dude. They're causing havoc, dude.
They are.
You know what I mean?
And these were particularly malicious Solar Babies.
Oh yeah, dude. They were Saw Babies, dude. Ba-dun, ba-dun. They were fucking sawing people's arms. They fucking
But they communicated that horror so like underwhelmingly. That's a really horrific thing, but they just like talk about it once and it's like,
and they never addressed it ever again. Like, hey, your arm was removed and then, oh, oh my God.
Sorry, I thought that was a Saw song, but it wasn't.
Wasn't the Saw song. Your arm was removed and then reattached.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
They're good, like, oh, it's like 1 centimeter, 1 millimeter off or something.
Well, they went microns, which is like a little ludicrously tiny for measuring that, but okay.
Also, what would that serve? What purpose would that serve them? Like, let's just cut his arm off, see what happens.
They just check out the cross section and then they put it right back. so there's bones in here.
Everything never said, cut off your dick, dude. And he's like, what the fuck? He's like, but they made it bigger. He's like, oh, it's fine then.
He's like, oh, okay.
Okay.
They attached a bigger one.
Yeah.
It's a different color now, though.
Yeah, they gave you two, like, Worf, because they also studied Worf. So here's the thing. I get it, but look, they bring up Data's fucking stupid poetry, dude.
Oh.
And they never bring it up again. I thought it was going to be callback.
Yeah.
You would think it would. The episode might bookend with him having another poetry thing, and like it's like an attempt to be more emotional or something.
Okay, did anyone think scattered. That everyone was really mean to Data during his poetry reading?
Well, dude, no.
I think it's mean.
Sarah.
Like, everyone was so mean.
We don't know how long they've been there.
Sarah, you're wrong. You're glib, dude. Here's the thing. He's a fucking robot, dude.
Also true.
Two, I'm so tired of fucking improv and poetry and all that shit, dude.
The improv poetry spoken word.
If somebody fucking
invites
me to fucking improv one more time, dude, I'll fucking punch him, dude. I'll be like, no, dude.
I like poetry, though. Poetry is not improv.
Here's the thing. There's no... Unless Pablo Neruda fucking comes back from the dead, dude, I don't want to hear anybody's fucking poetry, dude.
I like poetry.
No, dude.
It's someone I care about, I'm gonna support them.
I like poetry.
No, I'd be like, no, I would bet $1 million that you suck at your poetry, dude. That's what I would say.
Probably, but
and here's the thing: I have no patience now. I would just walk out. There's enough people there that you could, in that scene.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Everybody was like rolling their eyes and like sighing, and then Riker was falling asleep, but for other reasons, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I just felt really bad. I felt so bad. Like everybody, like the guy in the background of the shot with Data was like holding his head and like, you know, really agitated. I was like, okay, everyone, you can calm down.
Well, Deanna was
like,
being nice.
Yeah, she was trying.
Deanna was being nice.
Well, but she couldn't teleport her brain to something else. She was like watching a movie or something.
Like Geordi probably was sleeping, but you can't tell because his visor's on. So,
oh yeah, perfect.
Can Geordi play like movies?
Yeah. He's probably It's like he basically has a Vision Pro, so he's just
watching. He's probably watching Shrek 2.
To be honest,
he's always watching Shrek 2 on this periphery.
Yeah. I need a hero. He's probably watching a podcast like how to like invest in stocks and shit.
He's actually a crypto bro. So
who is this lady next to Picard? Lady or they, them?
They keep focusing on her.
It's because she becomes like a character later, right? She's just one of the abductees.
But why her?
Yeah, but she's sitting really close to Picard, and they're almost like they're on a date.
Sarah's talking about a different one. There's one lady in blue.
Yeah,
the short-haired lady. The short-haired lady.
Yeah.
And that's a different lady.
But she's really close.
Or man.
Yeah, I don't know. They, them. They are really close to Picard.
Yeah.
And
it's like an elevated extra.
And that's your man.
Them. Yeah.
What is she doing so close to Picard?
Yeah. I know, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to judge, but them look a little too young, you know?
Yeah, Picard.
We got like a Sunyi type thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're like, maybe, you know, like, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's like a Woody Allen thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. I would have just left. If I was Riker and I'm that tired, I'd have just been like, I got to go take a nap, dude. These dusty old bones ain't going to fucking rest, dude. I would have been like, fuck, if I was Jean-Luc Picard, I would have been like, guys, let's stop the charade, dude. Everyone wants to leave, dude. No one wants to be here, dude.
She stands up and goes, let us stop.
And then he did a poem to Spot, his cat, which is super cute.
I love Ode to Spot, actually. Ode to Spot's great. I love
Ode to Spot. Well, a lot of people like Ode to Spot because it's about cats.
Yeah. Well, also, I think it's a cute way to talk about his pet in general.
Yeah, it was shit poetry.
It was about cats.
Yeah, even if it was about cats or puppy dogs, it's still shit poetry. And then so they show that I thought when Riker first showed up late to work, I thought he had been bony all night. I thought he'd been in a bender with the fucking harp ladies, dude.
I mean, that's like your first inclination is that
what the case was.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. So this is what I thought. I thought he was like banging whores all night. And then that's why he was so tired and he didn't remember.
Right. He's on such a bender that.
Yeah. He's like, fuck.
He was drinking the real alcohol.
Yeah. He's like, all I know is that I'm tired and my dick is raw shit, dude.
And his hair is all messed up.
Beverly can't do shit to help me. Yeah. And then, fuck, dude. Let's get shittier and shittier, dude. A solar baby, I guess, makes a portal in the cargo bay.
So it's because I guess it's something about they have to like scan this whole cluster or whatever.
Is it a galaxy?
Diaspora. And then because of that, Geordi makes a super scanner that he calls.
So it's Geordi's fault, right?
Yeah, it is Geordi's fault.
Yeah,
again,
it's Geordi's fault.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
And he names it after himself, the LaForge sensor array. Because he's
that
like,
he regrets that now.
I mean, it's only him because Wesley's gone.
Yes, that's true. If Wesley was still there, this would definitely be a Wesley invention.
Yes.
That would have caused all this problem.
I'm starting to miss Wesley, dude. He caused better havoc, you know what I mean? So then Riker goes to see Beverly, and for my first thoughts is like, she's gonna kill you, bro.
Yeah,
first thing. But she's like gonna like probe him with a little vibrator, and he's like, oh, that's too close.
Oh, don't put that near my
face.
Like, oh, you're trying to kill me. Oh my god.
Yeah, and he's like, see, I'm on edge, dude. And then she's like, oh, it's weird, dude. And then Geordi's like, oh, my fucking sensor brought solar babies. And then here's the thing. Why do they only take like five people?
I have so many questions. I think it's sort of implied that they may have been rotating throughout the entire Enterprise.
They're trying to imply that they keep hitting different people, but for some reason they keep taking Riker over and over again.
With Riker, because Riker says that they reliably take him every night.
Yeah.
Also, if the ship can track all life forms on it, then why isn't there an automatic alert or something when someone just fucking disappears?
Yes, dude.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like, holy shit. Oh,
like that's a big thing, right? Like someone disappearing, whether they're part of the crew or civilians, that's important.
Red alert, someone has just disappeared from the ship.
Not only that, but it's like Riker who's disappearing every night from the ship.
Yeah, that's a little...
Isn't that cause for concern?
Yeah.
At least track your most critical
for spans
personnel.
Of upwards of 5 hours, presumably.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. The alarm never goes off when, like, the solar baby showed up. And then, like, no one's like, hey, this thing, there's a weird being. And you know how many weird... We've had the crystal meth on board. We have that solar baby and other solar babies. We've had the raviolis. Like, we got to be on fucking high alert. But these guys... are too fucking relaxed, dude. They run. I've said it a million fucking times, and if you're a new listener, you're gonna hear me say it again.
Yep.
They Jean-Luc Picard needs to be court-martialed, dude, because he runs a very loose fucking ship here, dude. Yeah. I get it. He's good at negotiating, but he's a shit fucking captain when it comes to security.
No security cameras either.
They don't do security cameras. Nothing. And also, it's funny you mentioned like, oh, they take everything to relax. So there's that part where they set up the sensor array and then they go, oh my God, there's been an explosion in cargo bay 4. And it hard cuts to like Worf and crew like casually walking up to the door really slowly.
Yeah, very slowly. Not only that,
Picard also says, hey, keep an eye on that anomaly that's threatening to rip a hole in space.
Yeah.
Like, just keep an eye on it, okay? If it gets any bigger, we need to do something about it. Eject it if you have to.
So you're telling me if this hole gets big enough, the ship will implode. Keep an eye on it.
Also transport it out if it gets big enough. And then they don't do that.
Yeah. Well, they claim later they can't. Like, it causes some sort of, like, transport.
But why didn't they before?
Why not start now? Why not get rid of it immediately?
Not to bring old shit back up. But here's the thing. Broccoli Rob became the Megamind.
Yeah,
took over everything.
Yeah, where is he? He should have solved this in a minute.
He should have been quarantined for, like, months. Yeah.
Right.
Or in a different fucking planet, dude.
Right.
Let's study that shit. Two. Remember Geordi became fucking, he went to the belly planet?
Yeah.
Where he was, He was all
The belly planet.
Became a UV lizard.
Yeah, yeah. And no one's quarantined him and been like, what's up, dude? What if he's spying now with his fucking crazy eyes, dude?
Yeah.
And then hasn't Riker been fucking possessed as well?
Everyone's been possessed, otherwise been othered.
Picard has been fucking a Borg, dude.
Yeah,
but Picard's been possessed at least three times.
That we know of, dude.
Yeah.
And Troy has been possessed a number of times as well.
She's had a baby, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Beverly has at the very least had nightmares that affected her life.
Killed her husband.
She killed her husband.
But that's on her.
Yeah, yeah,
that's just her own decision.
She's killed many people, dude, to be honest. But it's all, everybody's like, oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry, guys. Everything's fine. Yeah. And no one, it makes me question Starfleet, dude. What kind of shit are they running, dude? Wow. And like, doesn't Jean-Luc Picard have to send these fucking reports in? Or is he fucking keystering them and not sending them in? Protecting people, dude.
Yeah, who's reviewing these fucking captain logs? Are these like, you know, are they just private journals? Is someone watching what they're doing?
His logs are the corrupt admirals who occasionally show up to try to kill everyone.
Yeah, there was that episode in season one where like they were grilling the Enterprise and they're like, so you broke the prime directive like four times this year.
Like, who's watching the watchers type thing? Like, who's
and
who's
then the guy who was auditing them turned out to be, you know, the alien guy that they had to, you know, blow up.
It turned out he's a racist cop, dude.
What? Turned out to be the LAPD.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Sure.
So people are constantly getting abducted in this episode. Mm-hmm. And at one point, Beverly goes, oh, yeah, your arm was chopped off, bro. And they reattached it, and it's off by a little bit. And he doesn't go, well, fucking put it back to normal, dude. and no one goes, Miles O'Brien should have showed up and gone like, dude, let's shove him in the fucking transporter, and I'll fix him on the way back.
Fix that
fucking arm, dude. He'll be jacking off in no time, dude. But no, dude, no one is doing anything about this solar baby. And no one's fucking worried. And we've had so many goddamn solar babies that we should be like, red alert, nothing. First of all, everybody get on the fucking saucer and let's fucking dump this shit, dude. We don't need to deal with this stuff, dude.
I think the cargo bay is on the saucer, so they'd have to go on the other side. Yeah, yeah,
the other way. Let's dump the saucer, dude. Throw it into the fucking sun, dude. Burn the solar baby, dude. And we fly off and get another saucer, dude. We'll get it.
To be fair, that should be like a procedure they have where if there's a part of the ship that seems like it's in danger of imploding,
well, the entire saucer section separation like maneuver tactic was something that they came up with originally, but barely ever utilized.
Yeah,
as designed.
Yeah, after like season two, they kind of stopped doing it.
They're like, it's expensive. Fuel we got to use.
Yeah, we have to shoot new footage in order to do that.
Imagine if they did it as often as Power Rangers needed to change into Zords.
but that's kind of like the cool part about it.
Yeah, it would have been kind of fun if it's like, hey, like shit's about to go down. Civilians into the, you know, whatever. Yeah.
And then the song started.
Yeah.
How does the song go? So DuckTales, they should have fucking separated and quarantined this, but no, they're like, let's see what the solar baby does,
right?
And then they did this thing that I fucking hate. They do it all the time. The episode ends and they don't go, oh fuck, dude, we almost died, dude. We should really like log all this, send as much information as we can. Let's get Riker out of the ship.
Yeah.
He was dismantled, man. They took his arm off. Mm-hmm. That arm could be an alien arm now.
Well, all of those people need to be quarantined for a little bit. Well,
yeah. He might have alien sperm in him.
They said they went into like a different like dimension. Yeah. Essentially.
Yeah. They were like in subspace.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were being experimented. I mean, clearly when we saw the little cute little shuffling aliens in their little, which they look like their faces remind me of like, what's that? Is it Admiral Akbar?
Oh, yes.
Admiral Akbar.
There were just a bunch of Admiral Akbars just waddling around.
Yeah. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, they look like fish people. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And like the way they shuffled in their little gold sparkly robes.
They look like Hal Fishman from KTLA 5.
Yeah. They didn't look scary at all. They actually looked
They should have said, let's cook one of these babies up and see what it tastes like.
You know what's funny? So the episode ends with that cliffhanger, right? Where they're like, the one little thing got away. And they're like, well, now there's one of them in our universe. And like, that's the ending. And then they were going to plan to do them again, but they decided not to because they hated the alien design so much that they were like, well, we don't want to use these guys.
The alien design was not the greatest. I will say that.
I mean, that alone shouldn't discourage them that much. They could tweak it. Keep one or two elements. You know what they should have done? Do it again. But
they kind of look a little bit like, you know how Saw has like, has the puppet on the bike, right? And then it has another one where it's like a fucking goat with a fucking hooded thing. And it kind of looks like a little bit.
Right.
But this is a fish version. And it looks tasty. Yeah,
it looks very weird and tasty. Yeah.
Put it in some ceviche, dude. Fucking delicious, dude.
That other officer that they had on the table, that lady, the tubes they had coming from her arm reminded me very much of The Matrix.
Okay, but when they brought her back, when Riker like picks her up and brings her back through the whole thing, she still has the tubes in her arm. Like, why isn't all of that being cause for concern? Like,
presumably they're going to remove them in sick day when allegedly. They get there.
I just think that like these people need to be quarantined. Yeah, I agree. How do we
not know that they put a bunch of alien jizz in them and now they control them? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Through the jizz.
I mean, probably.
So anyway. This episode just made me very upset about everything. Everything that happened, I was like, why are you guys doing this? And I wondered if somebody's nephew had written this episode. Mm.
Well, it was really funny with like, because, okay, there's a clear example of something where it sounds cool on paper, but when you do it visually, it's like kind of ridiculous, which is the holodeck
scene.
Well, the holodeck table recreation scene.
Where
they're like, make a table. Make a shorter table. Now make it a metal table. And then when they say make it a metal table, it turns into the exact like evil table.
Yeah, it is. Like that was a crazy jump.
It's not even a table.
Hey, you know what? This is just like trying to get Stable Diffusion to get to exactly what you want. This is just an AI prompting session.
It felt like ChatGPT. Yeah, where it's like, okay, you keep changing it based on like
Jory's like, I don't know how tall. Just put a light. I don't know
why you're asking me these questions. The haircut scene was weird too, where Worf walks out.
It was straight out of fucking Rambo First Blood, dude. Where they're trying to shave Rambo.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't move. I don't want to cut you. And then he's like, oh, he's having fucking Vietnam fucking flashbacks, dude.
You know the stylist guy looks like that Globy from Pee-wee's Playhouse mixed with Kingpin.
His name is
Mott. This is apparently his last appearance, but how come he's acting so different this time?
He's so creepy.
The last time he was around, he was just characterized as offering unsolicited advice to everybody. Yeah. Like, remember that? Mm-hmm. And he was just like being a bossy, sassy idiot.
I think he's afraid of Worf.
I guess that's the only way to take this, because I guess we haven't seen him interact with Worf before, so I guess he just really is scared of Klingons.
And also, he messed up his haircut last time.
So yeah,
that's true. Okay, you know what?
He's one of those dudes that's like, oh, I don't know how to cut black hair. One of those fucking barbers.
Exactly. Right. No, but it's a big fucking deal. And he fucked it
bastard.
Up. Yeah. I mean, you can ask Marvin, like a bad haircut really ruins everyone's day, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's a big deal.
And that's why like Worf always has that dumb like curtain haircut that other Klingons don't have. Like he's the only one.
Why does he have that haircut?
You should get a buzz cut, dude. Yeah.
You should just like get rid of it. Completely.
Have there been any bald Klingons depicted in Star Trek?
I don't think so.
There's been closely shaven Klingons where it's not like super long.
Where's there closely shaven?
Not closely shaven. It's just shorter and it's like kept shorter, but not like the hair curtain Worf has.
I want one with like crazy curls. Like
Picard should say, cut those fucking sideburns, hippie.
Worf, I told you to shave those sideburns.
God damn it.
They did not learn their lesson in Cargo Bay 4. The barrels are still stacked in extremely dangerous fashion.
Yeah, and they were moving around in this episode again.
They jostled quite a bit.
Who the fuck is in charge of that, dude? Is it Broccoli Rob?
Is it so hard to just put up some cable ties around?
Or have so much unused space. Just don't stack them like that.
Yeah.
Also, Don't we have force fields for everything? Put a force field on those.
Yeah, put a force field. Yeah. Put some tie downs that you can get from Home Depot for like $20.
Yeah. Replicate some scaffolding.
They were moving around quite a bit, and I was like, oh no, we're going to have another wharf incident where that barrel's really heavy. And
Someone else's spine is going to be shattered.
Yeah. Get some of those fucking like IKEA fucking shelves, dude.
Yeah.
Or just how do people feel about Deanna's hair in this episode?
Oh my gosh, she's not. It's flat. It's not the same as her intense hair piece.
It's the same as in Relics. She had this exact same hair in Relics. And I don't know if they were trying to be like, this is just her hairstyle moving forward, so they don't have to keep doing the wig.
Oh, really? Is this what it stays moving forward?
No. I just wondering why they did it two episodes in a row.
Maybe she was just like, fuck this.
I don't want to do
this. It's a very 90s perm.
I don't want to do the wig anymore. Yeah, maybe.
It's flatter. Like, usually her hair is like bumped up to the extreme.
Yeah, she's got like a big old bump on the back.
She's got like a hair piece, you know? Yeah, but like this looks a little bit more like not as big.
I think it's our natural hair for these. And then, it's
different.
Yeah. So
maybe they didn't have time. I also noticed Picard is really not in this episode a ton either.
Yeah,
well, he's barely in there.
He was being creepy with that they-them person.
The they-them person?
Yeah.
He was just spending all his time with her.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. Here's the thing also about this fucking episode. I hate to talk so much shit, but that's my bag, guys. when they find out, at one point, Data's like, oh, I was off the fucking ship for a bit. Mm-hmm. Or like, I was unaccounted for on the ship for a bit. They should have been like, everything shuts down. Because remember last time Data was the only one that saved them?
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. Remember that was a weird like time. What was it? A timey-wimey loop or something?
Yeah,
like
was that the one with like the code?
The episode was called Clues.
Yeah.
They should have said, and especially when like Riker came back and he was like, oh, I just laid down. And then Geordi was like, dude, it's been the whole night, dude. What are you talking about? You just laid down. They should have been like, everything stops. Mm-hmm. We got to get Data to figure this out, dude.
Well, to be fair, they took Data too. So it's
like, they're like, oh, he's got no dick meat on him.
So I guess that means somehow when they took
a butthole,
when so they took can't. Data, they figured out a way to
wait
like,
a minute,
pause him as well somehow.
How? Wait a minute. Does Data have a butthhole?
Yeah, he does. He's fully functional.
Yeah, but we don't know if he has like a butthole though.
No, he has a butthole.
Fully functional.
Yeah,
Sarah.
If it's fully functional,
you need a butthole to be fully functional.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh yes. Like, okay. Oh yes.
Yeah, dude. If you know what I mean.
There's certain types of functions you can't perform without that butthole. So.
Like what? Like taking pooping? A poo?
No, dude. No. Like, fucking, dude.
Well, also pooping. It's pretty essential to life.
I don't think
Data doesn't
though.
Need
doesn't
to
poop.
Do that. Yeah, I think we talked about this before.
But he fucks,
we?
Though. And he needs a butthole to fuck.
You need a butthole for butt fucking.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, if you want to go see any of that, just look up Tale of Two Cities. And that's one episode you can check out.
Yeah, why are you even asking this question? You saw it. Yeah.
That's true.
Did you
and
watch
he fucks,
the,
that's
did
for
you,
sure.
Did you watch the episode? The uncensored one?
Yeah, I did. Of course I did.
Okay, just a quick,
I watched it.
A quick note. So,
yeah, Data fucks for sure. 100%.
So the actor who plays Picard in The Tale of Two Cities is not a porn star.
Really?
That is
But he was willing to be involved in this project.
Yes. So that's an
he
actor.
He believed in it that much.
No. It's because that's an actor who is apparently within Star Trek fan film circles is like popularly cast.
Really?
As Picard. Yeah. He's known for that role.
He's like a lookalike.
Yeah. He's like a famous fan film actor for Picard.
He definitely does look like him.
That's why he was hired for that. But Picard has a sex scene. So in the scene where they have a sex scene, he's swapped with Corvus. Mm. And then Corvus pretends to be Picard and they have a sex scene. So,
oh, shit, dude.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's how they did it.
Oh, damn.
That explains the discrepancy with the credits.
Yes.
Explains why he's not speaking copy.
So that wasn't a mistake. It's because they literally,
oh,
it really wasn't.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. So, yeah, no, you know, it was, I highly recommend the full version of Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that episode, it was our April Fool's episode. We reviewed the adult movie?
Parody?
Star Trek, TNG, a triple X parody.
Yeah. Go check it out.
Check it out. Check out that episode.
Very per good. Sarah's review.
Yep, absolutely.
Beautiful. So then, it's over to talk about this episode.
Yeah, it sort of just ends. Like they did the table thing.
It sort of just ends, and I hate that. I hate that about this episode.
Yeah, like the main problem is that
do these fools come back, Marvin? No,
so they wanted to bring them back, but they decided not to because they just hated the alien design. So they were like, we're not going to bring these aliens back. And the thing is, it's like, I think the problem is that the solution is so techno-babbly that you're not sure what's going on.
Okay,
right?
that's actually one thing I was going to say too, is like, this episode is like highly technical in like a nonsensical way, like not a way that I feel like we can follow easily. It just feels like they're making it up.
Yeah,
I felt similarly to how a lot of explanations in Time's Arrow went, where it's like, you're just saying words, and sure, it probably makes like loose enough sense, you know, in your mind, but I don't care.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter to me yet.
It's we make fun of it all the time, but you know how Riker is usually the character who goes, does that mean it's like in a different dimension or something like that?
Yeah.
And we usually make fun of him for that. But sometimes that is necessary to have a character kind of go, so that means they're in a different dimension. And because of that, we have to close it this way or something. Instead, they go, well, we're going to put the thing into the sensor array and shoot gravitons at it. And that'll close it. And you're like, what? Sure, I guess. And
it's all this extra complication to basic forms of peril.
Yeah. And it's just like, none of this is based on real science, so you could make it more straightforward.
here's I'll say something positive about this episode.
Well,
I love, like, I forget his name, Jonathan Frakes. His tired acting is top notch. Like, I was so tired just watching him. Like, I was like, fuck, dude, I'm tired.
It's possible he is just letting go and is just being himself, because I imagine given their long ass shooting days, they probably are legitimately exhausted.
Yeah,
for all probably. Of it. So he's just letting go and being like, oh, I don't have to be cool suave Riker. I can just be tired. And they'll just give me a slightly messy hair in the front.
Yeah.
And that'll help sell it.
I'll go on a bender.
I'll give shout outs to the cold open of this episode because it was just so strange to me. Like, fading out on sleeping Riker.
That is a really weird cut
with
to
no
cut to
credits, music or anything.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
No, like, quiet fade.
Also, so another thing that I noticed is that the phasers don't make enough noise. That's like a point of mine.
Like, oh yeah, like, he ices one of them. Yeah,
like, here's the thing, dude. If they had programmed like a buckshot fucking shotgun noise into that dude, where like when he fucking kills that dude, he's like, boom! Like, dude, how scary will those fucking squids be?
That's what they did.
They would
scatter. That's why the J.J. Abrams phasers are the ones where they have the little tip that spins and it fires bullets, basically. Like little laser bullets.
Hell yeah.
Because he probably was like, they need to have more
impact.
They
need to be cooler than us.
So they need to, like, also, I think those J.J. Abrams phasers are so stupid because when the thing spins, one side is stunned, the other side is kill.
Oh, really? That's how they're designed?
That's how the little tip spinning thingy works. One side is stunned. Like, when they say set phasers to kill or stun, it's not like a literal stun or kill setting. It's just increasing the amount of energy. So the fact that a phaser has an actual literal spinning tip that goes
Marvin, no, this makes more sense.
End of a spritzer nozzle.
Yeah,
where like you turn it clockwise or counterclockwise. And you know, it's either a single shot stream or like the mist. One is stun and one is kill.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Exactly.
This makes more sense because say you're in the shit, dude.
Right.
It's easier to just spin that thing than fucking go look in the settings and then go, oh, I'm going to intensify it.
Well, that's
dude, imagine that. Imagine I'm on a shootout, dude, and this full shows up, and I'm like, I got to kill this.
Well, it's because phasers
aren't
phasers aren't actually weapons. Phasers are actually...
Then get that shit out of here, dude. Give me a fucking shotgun, dude. Give Riker a shotgun when he goes to see those fucking aliens,
every time
dude.
They beam down onto the planet, like Tekken style, they have a shotgun on their back and they're ready to pull it out.
imagine him waking up and then they turn around and he's like, he just racks it. He's like, they fucking shit their pants, dude.
I'd be like, oh my god.
Yeah.
They fire warning shots in the air.
He's like, fuck your shit. Boom.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We all wish the Enterprise would just fly around space shooting in all directions.
I mean, that's how they solve every problem. They shoot the sun.
The Enterprise is like miniguns on the side. You go,
that's an image that will never not make me laugh. An Enterprise lazily floating through space, firing phasers and photons in all directions. It's so funny to me. My God.
I want that, guys. I need it.
That's like the mirror dimension Enterprise. They're always fighting. They're always fighting.
Now that I have time to think, also another thing on the wish list before he dies is Al Pacino as part of the Klingon Council.
Oh yeah, we discussed this.
Nice. I want that so bad, so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Hoo-ah, my nephew.
Also, it turns out the aliens killed one of the guys. So,
oh my God, yeah, that was so sad. Yeah.
The guy that was introduced while dying, I think?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We've never seen
him first
before.
Appears on screen like a blue-faced, like...
They turned his blood into what? Gooey stuff?
Into like...
A liquid polymer.
Into polymer. What is...
Why?
They turned his blood into goo for some reason? I don't know why.
They turned his blood into glue. Yeah, what the fuck was that? What the fuck would you do that for?
He's a wild, at least we could use... We don't have to kill a horse. We could just use his blood for gluing stuff.
Also, it turns out they didn't need this fucking homing device anyway, because the rift that was in Cargo Bay
4
was just a hole, it turns out, the whole time. You could have just jumped through it any time. So
I also laughed a lot when Riker slowly floated into the hole.
Yeah, that's one of the better shots of the show.
Oh my God. Yes, when the ghost thing, when they take him and he just like gets pulled off.
When he gets an MRI scan.
That was so good. Yes, that's so good.
I like when he kept waking up.
Slow.
When he kept peeking, we kept peeking, and he's all,
are they awake?
I'm still asleep.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and he's pretending to be asleep the whole time.
But they don't know for some reason. Like how does Admiral Akbar not know?
Yeah, they didn't notice him fucking with that fucking post nasal drip from all the cocaine he did.
Yeah.
See, this episode had some good times, right, guys?
It's like the moment he got into that other dimension, he should have just started blasting everybody. It would have been like, fuck you guys.
Yes.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, like, why are we even waiting? Like, I would have just gotten up and started going crazy.
Just fucking blast them all and then be like, okay, that'll give me plenty of time to wait for this homing signal to work.
What exactly were these aliens experimenting? Like, they come over, they kind of caress his chest a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
and then they like walk away.
The next probe was an anal probe.
They probably thought he was like really handsome or something. Yeah. They just want to keep bringing him back. They're like, this one's
a cute one.
His
beard, dude.
This one's a cutie.
And he's got a bunch of hair in his dick, too.
Yeah. That one's ugly. Let's fill his blood with glue.
I think that's what determined their decision making. Yeah.
Well, you don't like that one.
Oh, that's strangely horrifying.
That guy's gross. Let's just gooify him.
And then they have these wires and this lady, but her eyes are open. Like,
she looks like she's like horrified and like, oh my God, what is happening?
I don't know. Like, it's very weird. But then, these aliens are comical looking, so they're not scary looking, right? They look funny with the hoods and the way they kind of shuffle. Like, who gave the direction for the aliens to just kind of like do this little shuffle?
It's like, just because they were hooded, they decided they needed to be Jawas.
We're gonna do cute little shuffle walks.
But they didn't explain why they kept taking Riker. They didn't say like, oh, Riker.
Nothing's explained. Yeah. Even at the end of the episode, they just kind of go,
it is what it is. One of them escaped, and
they just wanted to figure us out, I guess. And then,
Oh, but I think somebody says like, oh, what if they're explorers like us, and they're just doing what we do, which is just like
exploring. They were more than just a little curious.
They were a little curious. What if they were just a little curious about us and wanted to probe us a little bit?
There's also the scene where
cut us up a bit.
Yeah,
Beverly kind of gives Riker like a neck massage, and she's kind of like, "Oh, you're a little tense."
I thought he was going to say, "I could get that stress out," if you know what I mean.
And then she gives him a hot. She says, "You should drink a hot toddy."
Oh, the hot toddy, that milk.
And then she says, "Like it's Aunt Adele's. It's delicious." And when he tries it, he's visibly displeased.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah, he doesn't like how it tastes. He's like, so funny.
He's like, not only was Adele a horrible singer, but she made horrible fucking tea.
Oh my gosh. Milk, hot milk or something, which sounds disgusting.
Hot milk and booze.
Yeah. She's like, it's milk right out of the cow, unfucking pasteurized.
Did anyone here drink like hot milk? I had family members that would like drink hot milk.
I used to.
I've done warm milk. I don't know about hot milk.
Yeah, or microwave warm milk. Oh my God, that's so disgusting.
To be honest, this is a drink. I mean, I didn't do it the last few times I went to Mexico, but I had a family who had a ranch.
Well,
you do the milk straight out of the cow, and you do like straight up fucking alcohol, dude.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah,
the one I've you heard drink, yeah. And you fucking pound it, and it's delicious, and it's sweet because like the milk straight out of the cow is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet. Mm. They often call it sweet cream because it's
yeah.
Like, such
what?
Yeah, yeah.
The alcohol that's kills all the you know, anything bad. That is.
Also, wow. It's not that bad. Like
it's not bad.
It's I mean, if I didn't become lactose intolerant later in life, I would definitely still be drinking.
Yeah, me too. Probably.
You'd still be drinking milk straight from cow.
Yeah.
Straight from the teat.
Yes.
I love hot cocoa, hot chocolate.
But oh, yeah.
I'll shit my pants if I eat, like, eat milk.
I have to take like four lactates.
You know what's so crazy? So I took lactate on my vacation. And when I eat cheese over there, no fucking diarrhea, dude.
Oh, really?
Nice.
I only get it here. And I was straight up eating cheese, dude.
Well, you know why? It's because the cheese, that's not a lactose problem here. That's a different problem you're having.
What are you talking about?
With this cheese.
A butt problem?
The cheese in America causes other issues.
Yeah.
That aren't lactose issues.
Food, they've done studies that like the food in the U.S. compared to like other countries and stuff is just like not as good.
Yeah.
Dude, the hot dogs over there?
Yeah.
So fucking good.
It's real casing. That's really? Why.
Oh my yeah. God, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like there's people that like eat in Europe or whatever, and it's just like totally different. Like the vegetables are different. Like everything, like the tomatoes are not the size of your head. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't think tomatoes are supposed to be that big.
Just average size, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm like 2% microplastics already.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We all are.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
my eyeballs are filled with microplastics right now. It's why I have astigmatism.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even want to think about all the horrible chemicals that are in our body.
It's fine. We'll be robots soon.
Yeah. We have microplastics. Our parents have lead.
Yeah.
And the ones before that have PTSD from war. So
We're doing okay, though.
We're still breathing.
We have PTSD, too.
We got that iPhone 15, though, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway. That'll do it. That'll solve it.
Yeah, gotta get those kids building those.
That Apple 15. Vision Pro, that'll solve
it. I got an MP3 player. What do you have? The depression. That sucks.
All right. I'm going to give this... Right down the middle, a 5 out of 10.
You know what? I agree. I'm going to do 5 out of 10 as well.
I'm a dog pile on this. It's a 5, yeah.
Oh, I was going to give it a 4.
Here's the thing.
I've seen worse.
The thing is, there's a few problems. We talked about the jargon problem, the technobabble problem. Yeah. The other is that, to me, the episode has very little value once you know what the mystery is. Once you know the mystery, the episode's boring.
Which they ruined in the teaser.
I was bored the first time.
there's shitty episodes that we've seen that... I wouldn't go out of my way to watch them again, but if they were on in the background, you'd be like, oh, yeah, this is a stupid fucking episode when this happens. But this one, I would change it. I'd be like, boring.
Yeah, and it's just like...
I would be like, which one's this? And I would probably get to the end and be like, I don't remember that one at all.
That's how I felt when I watched this. I was like, what was the twist for this? I don't remember. So I guess in that way, it's so forgettable that it's a mystery every time. But
value.
And like that, the holodeck table scene is ridiculous and lasts so long.
the saw table?
They just keep going, that's it. That was the table. He's like,
there was a little...
No, like, but that wasn't it. It was more like this.
There was a little doll, a tricycle.
And there's this random lady that's just with them.
Bottom.
But yeah.
Yeah, and it felt like they were just making stuff up. Like Riker at first was like, there was whispering, and then they're like, no, it was clicking. I'm like, okay, that's different.
No, you idiot, it was clicking.
Like, it's like, what happened here? It felt like they were just randomly being like, it was a wood table. No, it was metal. It was this. I'm like, are you just
they just contradicted each other until they all agreed.
It just didn't make any sense, and I just... I don't know.
That works in the Ace Attorney game, but...
It does. Yeah, it does. Catch that on Fugitive Games if you want to hear that. but I felt like this episode really didn't advance Star Trek The Next Generation anywhere. Like, there was
no...
I felt like at least most episodes usually have, like, a little bit more something in a little more depth to them. But, like, this didn't really have any more substance.
Okay, this is for the fanboys of Data and Cats.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest the two best things that came out. PJ. The two best things that came out of this episode, Ode to Spot. It's a fan favorite. Everyone loves Ode to Spot.
Sure.
And the not shot me. Of Riker flying into the portal.
Okay. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Here's
good.
The thing. Here's the thing. If they would have played the fucking Saw song when they finally like imagined in the holodeck what it is, and then imagine like it's like. Imagine, can you guys hear it?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been pretty good.
But imagine, dude. Fucking Saw song comes on, and they're like, oh, fuck. They were taking them in the middle of the night and fucking sawing them
that
up.
Would be, that
literally,
would be
they were literally
tying
them up.
No, 10 yeah. out of 10.
10 out of 10 with the Saw music.
Yeah.
I mean, if the reveal that they're being cut up had more to do with the story, that would, you know... That'd
yeah,
cool. Or like even if we learned a little bit about what kind of experiments they were doing, why they were doing it, why did they cut off Riker's arm? Why yeah. did they take them? Like, there's just no
what arm
it's
was
all
it?
Intrigue and mystery box and
were
nothing.
Were they knocked out when they were brought over? Is that what it was? Were they knocked what? Out?
Yeah. I mean,
yes. Yeah.
So if they're knocked out, why are they tired?
I don't know.
Because of the time, I guess, like the timey-wimey stuff, like it was long for them, but not
long enough. Is that
what
it was?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was like a time shift.
Oh, they had a different time shift.
Yeah. And so that's why, like, when they were taken, even though it was like all night in our reality, it was
for them, it's
it
like an hour.
For them, it felt okay. like a blip and they didn't
oh,
get
I don't
their
remember
true
that part.
Sleep. Yeah.
I don't quite remember that part either, but sure.
Whatever. If it's subspace, that works well.
That's what I thought, but yeah. I don't know. Like something with being abducted messed with the perception of time.
This also calls into question a lot of. So, as you may or may not know, the way they do long range communications between ships and star bases, even though they're light years away, is they use something called subspace transmissions. So, this is their explanation for why they can communicate instantly, despite the fact that they're like light years away, because yeah. you know, given the limitations of physics, that shouldn't be possible. Right. This calls into question that maybe we should stop doing that. Because every time you're making a call through subspace, you're probably almost for sure
you're interrupting some fish monk's dinner.
Yeah, you're probably accidentally yeah. interacting with some sort of other dimensions aliens. So
it's fine. They'll come and explore strange new worlds.
Yeah.
Well, Schisms was what we watched. And yeah, not great.
not their best work.
Definitely not,
their not
best, a great one.
Not their best. But hopefully, listener, you've been liking us. If you do, maybe you can head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever else and give us a review or a rating. And also, if you did like it, maybe you could go to our YouTube channel and join our channel. Become a member. You get early access to new episodes and they're ad-free versions of the episodes. They don't have any YouTube ads in them at all. And so, you know, you could check that out. And also, if you guys ever want to send us an email, you can always email us at contact@newbiestartrek.com. That's contact@newbiestartrek.com. So this week, I got a letter from someone. This is the type of letter I've been waiting for because it settles something.
Okay.
So it's from someone named Jay, and the subject is from someone at an employment law firm in regards to illicit holodeck usage.
Okay.
So... Hi there.
Reread their title?
Oh, wait. I think I've seen this email.
From someone at an employment law firm in regards to illicit holodeck usage. So.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Hi there. I wanted to reach out to comment on Ricardo's thoughts in the latest episode about how it's probably okay to engage in masturbatory actions in the holodeck and subsequently create programs of your coworkers to complete those actions. As someone in the know, the issue here is not that Barclay had private fantasies. It's that Barclay was using Starfleet property to live out his fantasies.
But isn't that what it's for? Is it? What if it's sanctioned for that use?
Well, he continues. He continues. Okay. Had he been doing this on his own time, on his own holodeck, and did not tell anyone about it, he'd probably be okay. A creep, but okay. The problem, however, is that because Barclay has put his programs into the Enterprise's computer... The intellectual property and ownership of these programs probably belongs to Starfleet. My question for all of you, would you want your holographic likenesses programmed to perform acts of ill repute to others to be owned by your employer? And if you were Starfleet, what happens when Deanna sues? I can tell you her lawyers would find out that not only was the offending employee kept, but later given more responsibility. Deanna's settlement money would probably buy her a moon or at least another sacred chalice for her mom. Just a thought. Love the podcast, Jay.
Fascinating.
We need to get this guy on speed dial, dude. I have so many more questions. Here's the thing. He brings up an interesting point, which is don't look up porn on your work laptop. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's the same kind of principles, right?
Well, it's even further because he's now talking about you created porn on your work laptop. Yes. Now it belongs to the work.
So imagine like you work for, let's just give it a, let's say YouTube, okay?
Yeah.
And you have a YouTube laptop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you are a little dirty bird, you know, look.
Or maybe like you work for Pixar. And you decided to use the Pixar animation tools
to make yourself a porn.
To create porn.
And what you did is you brought in a porno, a sex tape that you have with you and your partner, right?
Right.
Mm. You bring it in and then you kind of rotoscope animation over it. Mm. But it's your voice, it's your likeness. Mm-hmm. And then Pixar is like, well, we own this shit now because
we're going to release it.
We love it. Yeah. We're going to release it on our servers.
Disney Plus exclusive.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
He's this, what does he do again? He's a,
he works at an employment law firm.
Employment law firm. He's completely right. I personally wouldn't mind, if someone was using my likeness in sex.
I wouldn't mind if a corporation was.
Yeah, a corporation, that's bad.
Yeah. If John Q Public was like, I like the cut of the jib, I'm going to put him in my porno, my imaginary porno, in my holodeck. Fucking do what you want, dude. If you like this stupid voice,
right?
Go for it, dude.
Yeah, like honestly, if like a fan did something with our likenesses, I'd be like, that's fine. Yeah. I don't care. But if like...
I'd just be like, hey, can you just take off a couple pounds off of myself? make me a little lighter.
Make my chin a little slimmer.
Yeah, yeah. But you do you. You do you, dude. I'll do whatever you want.
But you know, but then if it's like fucking CBS and they're like, we're going to grab your likenesses.
God damn it. Don't say that, dude. Delete that. Whoever's editing.
Or if it's like, I don't know, like Disney who decides to grab
if
us.
It's Hulu,
like,
if it's Hulu.
Yeah.
Or Pixar. And, somebody delete the CBS. Whoever's editing that. And that CBS. And this CBS that I'm saying. Fuck, dude.
Stop saying CBS in there.
God damn it, dude.
All right, Jay. Thank you for your enlightening.
That was a very fascinating, insightful.
Yes, dude.
No, like as soon as you make it about legality and like, you know, whether or not someone's going to sue, then the chips fall very plainly.
I could do like a good 45 minute fucking episode with Jay, just asking him fucking perverted questions within the law, you know? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you could be like, is the holodeck, like one of our shorts that started a big discussion with people is like, is the holodeck currently creating and killing sentient life forms? Because they are very self-aware, especially at a certain point. So what's the legality behind that? Are they like intellectual beings that have rights that are then being created and destroyed?
Yeah. Technically, like if I go into the holodeck and I'm like, I want to be like at the best birria restaurant, dude. I want the best fucking birria. Like, is the goat and or the beef, you know, whatever
kind of
birria you like, dude.
Right.
Is it really dying?
Right.
Yeah. Because if it's not suffering, I don't want the birria.
or like Moriarty. Like, he clearly was self-sentient now. What do we do now? Dude. How do we deal with Moriarty now, you know?
Keep him banging. You know what I mean?
They just kind of put him back in the fucking holodeck and threw away the key.
Yeah, like, dude. It's like that Christina Aguilera song, dude. Gene Bottle. You know?
Just like that.
Yeah. It's exactly like that. How does she solve that problem? How does she put the genie back in the bottle?
She wrote a song about it.
Yeah. Come on over. Come on over, baby.
Yes.
Come on over, baby. Hell yeah. We're going to get sued
boy,
now.
Hey, boy, don't you know? I don't know if that's the same song, but. Yeah. Great song. Yeah.
Jay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jay. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening. If you want to check out the rest of the stuff we do, hang on over to fugitiveframes.com. We got links to all the stuff we do, including the Would You Stay Tuned podcast.
Yes. Oh, my God. That podcast is so good. Check it out.
You know what?
It's okay.
We're really close.
Slow moving, but good.
We're really close to Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
It's coming up in like
deep as shit, dude.
It's coming up in like 7 more episodes.
Some would say it's a deepest space.
Yes. Is it 7 more episodes?
Because it's 9 inches.
6 more episodes? Yeah. At least. I forget how many more episodes. At least.
Yeah, that we know of.
I'll deep space 9 times.
Wait, is there like a porn parody? Bam. Oh, sure. 9 deep spaces.
No, Deep Space 69. Ricardo.
Yeah, come on, Ricardo. What the fuck?
No, dude.
You're out of it.
It was served to you on a silver fucking platter.
I know.
And dude, you dropped the ball.
D69, come on.
Yeah, dude. D69?
D69. Oh, can't wait. Well, we're going to start soon. But yeah. Become a member. Become a member. Yeah. See what kind of cool stuff we're going to do really soon.
Or if you can't afford it, that's fine, guys. Just just don't talk shit.
Speaking of don't talk shit, next week, our episode is titled True Q.
Yeah.
So. Oh,
wow.
Don't talk shit.
It's a Q episode?
Well,
freaking Q has yet to win me over. I know he's a beloved character, but he hasn't won me over yet.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Tell us, if you're a listener, when the fuck do we care about Q? Because I fucking hate him.
It could be this one. I fucking
hate him.
Maybe it's this one.
It probably isn't. I've hated every goddamn episode he's in. Just the fact that you brought him up right now, I'm gonna take a 6 month vacation, dude. Just so I don't fucking deal with that fucking episode.
Flames on the side of your face.
Hopefully this next episode's better than this one.
Fuck,
we can only go up from here, right?
No.
Ricardo's very upset right now.
And remember, guys, if you know a Star Trek fan, tell them to subscribe. Not the paid version, just the regular subscription.
Free.
The free one. If we get to 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year, 100,000 subscribers on YouTube by the end of the year, I will live stream me getting a Star Trek tattoo.
Ooh,
that is something I want to see very badly. So let's make it happen.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But we got to get to 100,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Let's do it. Come on, guys. Let's do it. We know you guys love us enough to see that live streamed.
I won't even live stream it straight to the, I won't live stream it to the, like, the paid version account. No.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be.
I'll stream it to everybody.
Free. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Free for everyone. It'll be open.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
All right. Well, fun. Next week, True Q. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you soon.
May Q smite your enemies.
Bye. Take care, y'all.
Stay safe, everyone. Ba-da-da-da-da. Stuck in my head now.
When did they put Saw in that backwards baseball cap to make him look young?
I like how you just called him Saw.
I don't know his fucking name.